Charlotte, North Carolina, welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. As we're in the midst of Thanksgiving this week and soon Christmas, we set aside this special week of programming to let you know both of the impact this ministry is making and the decisive role your support plays in the work of the program as truth is under siege as never before in our generation. Because of you, we're able to cast the light of biblical clarity all across the United States and over 175 nations around the world, for which we are very thankful. Today, you'll hear the very best programs of our 2009 Listener Appreciation Weeks aired earlier this year that include an all-star lineup of Christian leaders standing with the Christian Research Institute. Despite all that God has done through the Christian Research Institute this year, we are still facing a crucial year-end financial need to avoid cutting even more stations. So please prayerfully consider supporting us at this critical time. Each day this week, you'll also hear from the listeners whose lives have been profoundly changed through the ministry of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Just wanted to say that I really do appreciate the Bible Answer Man and Hank Hanegraaff. You truly helped me the whole 7 years that I was in the prison system, the Federal Bureau of Prisons, having to deal with the different cults and atheists and the Nation of Islam. And because of your ministry, you really, really helped me get through that. And I just want to say thank you so much, Hank Hanegraaff, for all you have done and continue to do. I continue to pray for you, and I pray that you pray for me and my strength. And I just thank you once again, and God bless you.
And now, here's Hank.
As we kick off another day of Listener Appreciation Week, I want to spend just a moment talking about truth. Because under the guise of truth, Christians have communicated such things as the legend of Darwin's deathbed conversion. Or they've defended the historicity of the Gospels through forgeries like the Pilate letter, or argued for the inspiration of Scripture on the basis of embedded Bible codes. They've employed sloppy journalism to circulate an endless variety of resurrection stories. And this kind of creative storytelling is pandemic not just today. In Christianity, it is pandemic in the broader culture. It runs the gamut from NBC and their report on exploding General Motor trucks, all the way to such things as Jane Roe and her fabricated story of rape, which, by the way, was encouraged by pro-abortion leaders and became instrumental in the U.S. Supreme Court's 1973 decision known as Roe v. Wade. Look, in an age in which internet fabrications are traveling halfway around the world, before truth has even had the chance to put its boots on, the Apostle Paul and his words in Ephesians ring through the centuries with urgency. We are called as Christians to stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around our waists. Your waist is the center of your body. Truth, well, it is central to a biblical worldview. Of course, so often we ask this question, what is truth? And the reason we're asking that question is postmodern people are staring at truth and yet failing to recognize its identity. Truth, in the final analysis, is an aspect of the nature of God Himself. In other words, to put on the belt of truth is to put on Christ, because Christ is truth, and we as Christians are called to be witnesses or bearers of truth. Christianity is not true because it works pragmatically or feels right subjectively or because it's my truth relativistically. It's true because it's anchored in the objective verity of Jesus Christ. The Christian faith, as Oz Guinness has once said, isn't true because it works. It works because it's true. It's not true because we experience it. We experience it because it's true. It's not just simply true for you. It's true for anyone who seeks in order to find, because truth is true, even if no one believes it. A falsehood is false even if everyone holds to it. That's why truth doesn't yield to opinion or fashion. It's not about being politically correct. It's anchored in the very one who spoke, and the limitless galaxies leapt into existence. Truth is at its core essential to a realistic worldview. And the moment we drop the belt of truth, our view of reality becomes seriously skewed. When its buckle breaks, reality is clouded, and the unthinkable becomes normal. We live in that kind of a milieu today. In fact, it's precisely why we've developed a little resource. It's called What is Truth? The best of the Christian Research Journal. And during Listener Appreciation Week, I want to make this resource available to you for your gift to keep the ministry circling the globe. It's available for your gift when you access us in a safe, secure fashion on the World Wide Web at equip.org, at Post Office Box 8500 through the mail. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or, as always, you can talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. I want to spend a few moments talking to a friend who knows a little bit about the precipitous decline that our culture is now experiencing because it has lost its fix on truth. He himself was once an unbeliever, and then he began to examine the claims of Christianity, and he discovered the truth. In fact, the truth became more real to him than the very flesh upon his bones, and now he has spoken to millions of young people, impacted their lives. In fact, his legacy continues to live on in a powerful way through his son, Sean, who's also reaching out to young people. And the reason I am pointing this out in an introduction to someone who doesn't need to be introduced is because young people today are leaving the church. They're leaving the Christian faith because they do not realize how significant the issue of truth is. In fact, so often they don't believe that Christianity is ultimately anchored in truth. They think it is anchored in mythology. Joining me right now, Josh McDowell. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Hank. It's so good to be with you.
It's great to have you on the broadcast. During Listener Appreciation Week, we're trying to rally the troops to stand with this ministry so that we can continue not only to broadcast over the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but to produce resources that point people back to truth.
Well, right now you're preaching to the choir because I'm one of your biggest fans.
And you know what? I'm one of yours.
Well, we go back a long ways together, Hank. And I guess probably one of the biggest things, I appreciate what you're doing through the radio ministry of the Answer Man and all, is that, one, you'll handle controversial subjects. A lot of people won't. They'll tiptoe around it. Then second, do you know, when you write and speak and all, you're authoritative because if there's anyone out there who's done their homework, it's you. And boy, do we need that today, because like you just said about the internet, I don't believe anything on the internet unless I know the person or the organization or can verify. And I'd say 90% of the thrilling stories I hear on the internet are false.
That's absolutely true. And I think it's critical for all of us to recognize that we have an anchor of truth, and that anchor of truth is Jesus Christ. And one of the things I learned from you early on is that the historic Christian faith is just that. It's historic and evidential. It's never blind faith. It's faith in evidence. I still remember years ago listening to you lecture on the fact that God created the universe, that Jesus Christ is God, and that the Bible is divine as opposed to merely human in origin. And that had such an incredible impact in my life, in my growth, and with my desire to let people know that, look, what we have given our life to is substantive. So when the winds and waves of doubt beat against our house, we know that there is a God, that Jesus Christ is God, and that He has spoken.
Well, most young people today, and that's where my world is among young people, they don't have that grasp or even the foundation for that. They just ask why so many are leaving the church. And those who have left the church, which is probably, I think I could show upwards of 80% of evangelical fundamental born-again Christian kids are leaving the church starting within about 1 year, 12 months. And when they did a study, and you know the study by Christian Smith out of North Carolina, when they did that study, they asked an open-ended question. Why have you left the church? Why have you left your youth group and don't attend anymore? Now, with an open-ended question, you could have 15, 18, 20% could be the number one response. When you have a closed-ended question, like pick out of these five things, then 50% could be, you know, number one. When an open-ended question, 32% of young people who had left the church said they left because of intellectual skepticism. And in their words, no one would answer their questions. And basically, that was referring to mom and dad. But 32%. And then a recent study came out. In fact, I just gave it to Sean, my son. And they wanted to find out what would cause young people to attend church more. And to their amazement, and even to mine some, 63%, Hank said, they would attend church if truth was presented in a way they understood it and that it was relevant to their life. Whoa. Over half said that. They didn't say better music, better drama, better entertainment, or ski trips. No. If they presented truth in a way that I could understand it and see that it was relevant to my life. And what you said earlier is we really have a truth deficit right within the body of Christ.
And what's so critical, Josh, and I've been talking about this over the last couple of weeks, is that we recognize that our children are being fed a pack of lies through so many media sources. You can go to the internet and kids are plugging in to video blogs, and they're hearing stories about Christianity, stories like Christianity evolved from ancient pagan mystery religions, or that the Bible is riddled with error, that the Bible cannot be trusted. And if they do not have Christian parents or youth leaders that know how to take the fabrication and expose it to the light of truth, those kids oftentimes leave the church on a false pretense. They think that Christianity cannot withstand scrutiny. They think that because their leaders can't answer their questions, Christianity is not tenable. One of the most moving realities that I experienced in the last few years is as I've done more and more events for youth, I see that the youth will not leave you alone if, in fact, they find out that you can give them more than a surface answer. The problem, I think, in church, Josh, is that we are entertaining our kids to death rather than educating them.
Well, research shows that what will keep a child attending the church is not relationships. Even though that's critical in getting them there, relationships will not retain a young person in church or the youth group. Substance won't. good, solid substance teaching won't. What they have found that will keep that young person not only attending but involved is substance plus relationships. It's not either or. And where we are lacking is in the area of substance, because over the years, our youth groups have been built upon relationships, and now we must shift to substance plus relationships.
Talking to Josh McDowell, we're going to be right back in just a few moments with someone that's deeply impacted my life and the lives of millions of people. In the meantime, order the resource, What is Truth? The Best of the Christian Research Journal. Will send it out to you as you join a host of people that are supporting a ministry making a difference while there is yet time. Again, we'll be right back with more of Josh McDowell. Please don't touch that dial.
Because of you, we're able to cast the light of biblical clarity all across the United States, Canada, and 175 more nations around the world, and we are grateful. So during Listener Appreciation Week, we invite you to call CRI and receive some special gifts of appreciation for your financial support to say thank you. For a gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank Hanegraaff's beautiful gift book, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. And for $250 or more to the Christian Research Institute, Hank will send autographed copies of both the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for $500 or more, he'll send you a personalized, specially numbered and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. So call now. Our number is 888-7000-274. Or go online to our secure website, www.equip.org. Listener Appreciation Week on the Bible Answer Man continues right after this.
It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on the Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible, MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved, DOCTRINE, summarizing essential Christian doctrine, and FEAT, an apologetic on Christ's resurrection.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
The question I had for you is,
I was wondering whether or not you feel that the
what we would like to know is, we are Christians ourselves, and we
questions like these come flooding every day into the headquarters of the Christian Research Institute. People are hungry for well-reasoned biblical answers to their spiritual questions, and they turn to us for those answers, a responsibility we take very seriously. That's why we're observing Listener Appreciation Week all this week. We want to thank you for listening, for your prayers, and for your financial support. So, during Listener Appreciation Week, we invite you to call CRI and receive some special gifts of appreciation for your financial support. Call us now at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. And thanks for making Listener Appreciation Week a success.
Thanks, Hank. I really appreciate that.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions, such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
This is the very best of our Listener Appreciation Weeks on the Bible Answer Man, when we welcome those who've never supported the ministry before to break the ice by calling the Christian Research Institute to make a special gift. And we encourage old friends to commit to supporting us on a regular monthly basis. We also want to express our gratitude for your faithful listening, for your prayers, and for your financial support of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, especially at this critical time of year when we end our calendar year on December 31st. CRI is facing an urgent year-end financial need. We're still $935,000 from meeting our year-end budget. So for a gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank Hanegraaff's beautiful brand new book, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. For a gift of $250 or more, Hank will send autographed copies of both the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for $500 or more, he'll send a personalized, specially numbered and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. To speak with an operator here at CRI, call 888-7000-274 or go online to www.equip.org. Perhaps your life has been blessed or impacted in a meaningful and powerful way by the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We've been encouraged to hear many testimonies like this one.
I just appreciate you and your ministry so much for explaining it to those who just kind of sometimes have a hard time figuring it out. So thank you so much for what you do. Thank you to your staff. And we just look forward to being blessed by your ministry. And we look forward to seeing God's glory revealed through what you guys do. And I just pray that God would bless you guys and just help you keep up the good work. You're doing great.
And now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
And we're talking to Josh McDowell, a man who needs no introduction. If you know anything about apologetics, he has been on the cutting edge of apologetics for years. He's authored or co-authored over 100 books. And one of the most significant of those books is a book titled More Than a Carpenter, a brand new edition out. Josh McDowell, along with his son Sean, have authored this book. This book has sold in its history over 15 million copies. And Josh, I can still remember being impacted by the message of More Than a Carpenter, because one of the steps I took in coming to faith in Christ myself is looking at the evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ and then seeing the impact of the resurrection, where you have 12 scared, scattered disciples, and one of them was a devil, and they end up turning the world upside down because they see the resurrected Christ. They know that like their master, they too will rise, immortal, imperishable, incorruptible, and therefore they're willing to face anything that comes their way because they know they have an eternal inheritance. And the reason I bring that up, Josh, is I was just in China and I saw authentic New Testament Christianity on the rise. Christians who are being persecuted and yet bearing it gladly for the cause of Christ because they have indeed understood the message of resurrection.
Well, you know, the resurrection is one of the three areas that as an obnoxious university student, an agnostic, I knew if I could refute it, my case was won against Christianity. And the evidence just, I remember being so irritated as a non-believer because I did not want to believe, and yet the evidence, especially for the resurrection, kept piling up. It is true. And it was that Saturday night in my dorm room. I leaned back in my chair and right out loud, nobody was with me, but I just said, "He's risen. He's risen." And that's when I knew eventually I was going to trust Christ as Savior and Lord. And when you brought out about the changed lives of the disciples, I deal with that in two chapters in the new More Than a Carpenter book. But the thing is, they didn't initially believe. That's the key. They believed against their own understanding. And that is exceptionally significant when it comes to understand the history of the changed lives of the apostles.
We're talking to Josh McDowell again during Listener Appreciation Week, because we're asking people to stand with the ministry making a difference while there is yet time. A ministry that is helping Christians to think Christianly. A ministry that is making Christians so familiar with truth that when counterfeits loom on the horizon, they know it instantaneously. A ministry rooted and grounded in a biblical worldview and answering questions, demonstrating that there are answers to questions and that you can use those answers to questions as springboards or opportunities for sharing the truth and love and grace that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human life. I know that you are particularly proud of your son, Sean, because he is following up your work with his own work, and he has become one of a new breed of apologists. In other words, not an apologist, Josh, that wants to win a debate or show their mental acumen, but an apologist that really wants to reach people with their answers.
Well, he's got three sisters just like him, too. That's what thrills me. But the thing I deeply appreciate with my son is that, one, he's very brilliant. I mean, what he can accomplish and what he has educationally. But he can take truth and make it so simple, Hank. I don't know of anyone, including myself or anyone, that can talk about truth in a way that Sean does where the average layman can understand it. And this weekend, we did a conference together. I spoke three times. He spoke three times. And I took so many notes because I sat there and I started laughing. I said, man, the kid is teaching the old man a lot of new things. And I'm thankful and I'm grateful that the Lord has allowed me to have these three daughters and son who are truly living for him.
And ultimately, that's what we're looking for as we talk to parents across the United States and Canada at this very moment, in fact, around the world, parents who want to be proud of their children, but so often lose their children because they're not equipped. And this is a ministry equipping people so that we can reach this generation. If we don't, Josh, as you well know, we may well lose Western civilization built on the back of Western Christianity, which ultimately is grounded in the DNA of Scripture.
Well, we are at that precipice right now. And again, it comes back to what you were saying at the beginning, Hank. It truly comes back to the issue of truth. Is there truth apart from yourself, basically objective truth over against subjective, that is true for everyone and true whether you believe it or not? In 1991 of Evangelical Fundamental Born-Again Christian Kids, 52% said there was no truth. In 1994, it was 62% said there's no truth. In 1999, 78% said there is no truth. And right now, it's 91% of born-again Christian young people say there's no truth apart from myself. And if ever we've had a crisis of doctrine, it's right now, and it centers around truth. And this is this a book you're sending out to everyone who supports your ministry on truth?
Yeah, it's a book called What is Truth? It's the best of the Christian Research Journal. And the whole goal of the book is to give people a real perspective on what truth is in an age in which we have become relativistic, in an age in which there's a debate. The doctrine debate, why doctrine today matters, is something that your son has actually contributed to this little book.
Well, you know, first of all, I think I ought to get a copy for being interviewed today. I think you owe me an autographed copy, Hank.
You got it.
But second, I have found, and I'm not speaking evangelistically here, I'm not exaggerating, 95% of Christians and non-Christians cannot define truth. In fact, it's probably more like 97%, but I like to be gracious. I can hardly ever find more than maybe 3-4 people, the most out of 100, whether pastors or anyone, when I say define truth, that can define it. And it's hard to know what truth is if you can't define it. It's hard to know if you're losing truth if you don't know how to define it. In fact, how in the world do you know you're passing truth on to your children if you can't define truth? And that's why I think this book, knowing how you write and everything, this book would be so helpful.
And it is available to people around the world that call it and say, I want to stand with the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Josh, you know a little bit about raising resources for Christian ministries. I've often said on the broadcast, the gospel's free, someone has to put in the plumbing. And we're asking people to stand with us prayerfully and financially. Talk about how important it is to hold up the hands of ministry leaders in the battle for truth.
Well, I think we all need those that God calls to be at the forefront in different issues. We have people like that in the business world. We have it in the Christian world, the social world. And when I look at ministries like yours, you have time to research and do things that 98% of the pastors, lay people out there and everything don't have the time to do. But the problem is, it costs you to do it. It costs a lot. I know what it costs to have a ministry and to have it on radio and minister to people. And the thing is, you look in the scriptures, God raised up people to minister. Just the problem is, a lot of the people, they let it go to their head, and then they become non-effective. But this is why, I mean, every time I'm able to catch the answer, man, I hone right in on it. Because I think I can say, and I can't say this at most programs or anything, every single time I walk away with a new concept, a new idea, something that I can chew on that's relevant. And man, I love that to happen in my life.
We're talking to Josh McDowell, and you have been so gracious to spend your time with us. I appreciate the way in which you have encouraged me over the years, and obviously the impact you've had not only on my life, but the lives of literally millions of people around the world.
Well, love you, buddy.
I appreciate you as well. God bless you. And of course, the book, What is Truth? The Best of the Christian Research Journal, is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute right now when you give me a call at 888-7000-CRI. Again, as you stand with us during Listener Appreciation Week, I want to send this resource out to you as my way of saying thank you. You can also order via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or you can see What is Truth on the World Wide Web at equip.org. We'll be back in just a few moments with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast as we talk about Listener Appreciation Week, a week in which we're saying thank you to those that have stood with us prayerfully and financially. A week in which we're also asking many more to join the team. We need you as we take our vision for proclaiming truth around the world. Many people working together can make the vision a reality. This is not just about maintaining. This is about seizing an opportunity that God has given us. He's given us a megaphone to the world. He's given us 50 years of resources, and we want to put those resources into the hands of people who need them so that the Christian worldview is not dead, so that the Christian world lives on in the lives of millions of people around the world. We'll be right back in just a moment.
December 31st marks the end of our calendar year. CRI is facing a critical need as we minister in this tough economy. We're still $935,000 from meeting our year-end budget. To help you understand the impact this ministry is making and the cost associated with it, we've decided to play the very best of our listener appreciation programming from earlier this year, featuring key Christian leaders in the battle for truth. As we move further into what has been described as a post-Christian culture, it's more vital than ever to equip Christians to answer questions regarding what they believe, why they believe, and who they believe. And that's why the continuation of the Bible Answer Man on this station is so crucial. Why not partner with us on a consistent monthly basis so that we can continue this outreach or give a generous special gift as we rapidly approach our critical calendar year end? Just call us toll-free at 888-7000-274 Or you can go online 24 hours a day on our secure website, www.equip.org. The Bible Answer Man will continue in a moment.
To fully grasp the significance of Christ's messianic role, you must drink deeply from the wellspring of Old Testament prophecy. In Hebrews, as in the rest of the New Testament, the Old Testament history of Israel is interpreted as a succession of types that find ultimate fulfillment in the birth, death, resurrection, and ascension of the Christ we celebrate at Christmas.
Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by Hank Hanegraaff with accompanying Christmas Carol CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas CD, or quantity discount options. You've tuned in to a special week of programming we call Listener Appreciation Week. At the Christian Research Institute, we'd like to express our gratitude for faithfully listening to, praying for, and financially supporting the Bible Answer Man. When you support CRI during this special week, we'll send some special resources to say thank you. For a gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank's beautiful brand new gift book, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. For a gift of $250 or more, Hank will send autographed copies of both the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for a donation of $500 or more, he'll send a personalized, specially numbered, and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. These gifts are reminders of the crucial work that CRI is doing through your prayers and gifts. Call now at 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. Set sail for a week at sea with Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man, and The Word this coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010, Mother's Day weekend. The seven-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from the riches of God's unfathomable Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. Early bird pricing begins at only $495 plus taxes and fees per person and ends November 30th, 2009. This includes accommodations, meals, and all of the sessions. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going to our website at www.equip.org. Again, early bird pricing ends November 30th. You're listening to a special week of programming of the very best of 2009 listener appreciation programs here on the Bible Answer Man. We'd like to thank you for listening and express our gratitude for partnering with CRI as we equip and encourage listeners from all across the U.S., Canada, and around the world. As we move into what has been described as a post-Christian culture, it's more vital than ever to equip Christians to answer questions regarding what they believe, why they believe, and who they believe. And that's why the continuation of the Bible Answer Man on this station is so crucial, by finishing our calendar year in strong. And that's why your partnership is needed now more than ever, because we can stay on this station only with the support of friends like you. We're thankful that many Christian leaders are standing with Hank in this ministry.
Hi, Hank. This is Johnny Erickson Tata. And my husband, Ken, and I sure are glad we can cheer you and the rest of the team on right there at Bible Answer Man. You know, in our ministry among people with disabilities, we encounter families who have some hard-hitting questions about the Bible and what it says concerning suffering. And believe me, we know the importance of giving God's Word to people straight. That's what you do. Especially in this postmodern world, everybody wants to do what's right in his own eyes. But I'm so grateful that you cut through all that to give us the absolute and unyielding truth of God's Word. You've been doing it for years, and it's just our prayer God will grace you with the strength and the wisdom to keep sharing the biblical worldview for years to come. Thanks for all the answers we get on the Bible Answer Man.
As you've heard, this is a ministry that is changing lives with every broadcast day. Why not partner with us and help us meet our critical year-end needs? We raise about 20% of our annual budget at this time of year. We'd also love to welcome you to the Bible Answer Man monthly support team. To find out more about joining this important group of supporters, just call us toll-free at 888-7000-CRI or visit us on the web at www.equip.org. And now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
We have spent some precious time talking to my friend Josh McDowell, who is one of the foremost apologists in the world today, and he has impacted the lives of millions of people. He supports this ministry, and the subject that we broached is the subject of truth, because truth is under siege. It's under siege by an alluring postmodern phantom. The enemy of truth abandons the former battle tactics of modernism because it's seducing the soul with a sweet poison of relativism. It's luring people into thinking that everyone's story about ultimate reality is ultimately true, and then vilifying those who dare to challenge the notion by saying there's such a thing as right and wrong, there's such a thing as light and darkness. And to that end, we have put together a resource that we want to put into your hands as our way of saying thank you for joining the Bible Answer Man support team. My way of saying thank you for making a special gift to the ministry during Listener Appreciation Week, a resource that catalogs the best of the Christian Research Journal on one of the key issues, ultimately maybe the key issue. Remember Pilate? He stood toe-to-toe with the very personification of truth and yet failed to recognize his identity. Christ is truth. And if we are anchored in Christ, we are anchored in truth. In this book, we deal with all kinds of subjects which revolve around the postmodern challenge, the spirit of the age that seeks to undermine truth. We deconstruct liberal tolerance. We show that postmodernism may be newly packaged, but it really isn't new. We stress that doctrine today matters more than ever before. And then we call Christians to stand their ground in an age in which truth is under siege. Again, what is truth? Available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute for your gift to keep this ministry circling the globe. And then for your gift of $100 or more to the ongoing Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, I want to send you an autographed copy of Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. This is a book that I labored long and hard on over the last year or so, because 2 decades ago, I alerted the world to the dangers of a cultic movement that was seeking to destroy Christianity from within, reminiscent of the words of the Apostle Paul, "Even from among your own numbers, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after themselves." This is a cultic movement within Christianity that threatens to undermine the very foundation of the biblical faith. And this movement is led by a whole new crop of teachers that threaten to do more damage than the original teachers did in the 20th century. And these teachers are growing in their platform and prestige. And they make statements like, God can't do anything in the earth realm unless we give him permission. The very words God can't ought to give us shudders. Or they say, keep saying it. I have equality with God. and then urge their devotees to talk themselves into that notion. You hear them saying being poor or sick is a sin. Or they say you create your own world the same way God creates His. He speaks and things happen. You speak and they happen. Joel Osteen, perhaps the most notorious, having the temerity to say that the Bible, the infallible repository of redemptive revelation, says that we are to call those things that are not as though they were. If we read our Bibles, if we know truth, we recognize immediately that that is a distortion of truth. The Bible says nothing of the sort. The Bible only points to God as the one who calls those things that are not as though they were. Not human beings, but God. And the chasm between God and human beings is an unbridgeable chasm. The problem here is simply this. We have lost the ability to think biblically, and therefore we're being transformed from cultural change agents, from initiators, into cultural conformists and imitators. The culture beckons, and unfortunately, so often Christians take the bait, and as a result, the biblical model of faith has given way to an increasingly bizarre array of fads and formulas. The great thing about this book, though, it not only exposes darkness to light, but it calls us back to a Christianity that is centered in Christ. Christianity in Christ is 21st century. It's available now for your gift of $100 or more. I will autograph Christianity in Christ for you. It's the 21st century edition. And then we have something else, and there are only a small number of these available. For your generous gift of $500 or more to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute during Listener Appreciation Week, I'd love to send you a personalized copy of Christianity Crisis 21st Century. It's in limited leather. It's a special numbered edition. There are only so many produced, and it will be not only personalized, but numbered, part of a numbered series. Again, for those that make an extraordinary gift of $500 or more to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute. But as we close the broadcast today, I also want to talk to you for a moment about the Bible Answer Man monthly support team. If you've benefited from this ministry, if you've heard the prisoners call up and say, for years, the Christian Research Institute sent me material in prison. Now I'm out, and I'm making my life count. And I was educated and equipped through the Christian Research Institute in prison. I listened to the Bible Answer Man broadcast, our Bible studies in prison based on the broadcast. You've heard the testimonies, and they are directly related to those that pray for this ministry, those who have made resources available to this ministry so that we could minister to those who had no access other than the resources that we're providing them. The Bible Answer Man monthly support team is a team of people committed to stand with the ministry prayerfully and financially. If you can join during Listener Appreciation Week, it would be deeply appreciated. And in joining the Bible Answer Man monthly support team, you are making a strategic difference. We are fighting for Western civilization built on the back of Western Christianity. This is not a phantom cause. It is a real issue. And we are losing the battle
that is eminently winnable. The only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men and women to do nothing. There's a cost to discipleship. The gospel, yes, it's free, but there's a cost to discipleship. And we're asking you to stand with a ministry committed to communicating truth no matter what the cost. We are not committed to being politically correct. We are committed to being biblically correct, and we ask you to stand with us in that cause. Again, you can order the resources that I have discussed during the broadcast via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, on the World Wide Web at equip.org, and as always, when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. And my special thanks as we close the broadcast to those who have stood with us prayerfully and financially. Some of you have stood with us for years. And without you, so many lives would never have been touched. But through you, the gospel continues to move around the world. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm thanking you on behalf of our entire staff, and I pray that you will continue to be blessed by a ministry that seeks to equip God's people to become so familiar with truth that when counterfeits loom on the horizon, they will know it instantaneously. We look forward to seeing you next time with more of the show.
Don't forget to join us tomorrow for a special Thanksgiving Day edition of the Best of Listener Appreciation Week. During this week, we want to hear from as many of you as possible to express our gratitude to you for standing with us in these difficult times with the Bible Answer Man broadcast. When you contact CRI and give a gift, you're helping us to end our calendar year strong by December 31st. For your gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank Hanegraaff's beautiful book, The Heart of Christmas. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. A gift of $250 or more gets you an autographed copy of both The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for a gift of $500 or more, he'll send a personalized, specially numbered and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. It's only through the gifts of listeners just like you that we're able to keep the Bible Answer Man on this station. So if you appreciate the daily answers and edification you receive on the Bible Answer Man, we need to hear from you today. Again, the number is 888-7000-274, or visit us online at www.equip.org. And thank you once again for making Listener Appreciation Week a success. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. Set sail for a week at sea with Hank Hanegraaff and The Word, May 9th through May 16th, 2010. Departing Mother's Day weekend, the 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from the riches of God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship.
Considering it's Mother's Day, a great time to honor your mom and husbands, to honor your wives. Bring them on a great vacation. Let them relax in the beautiful Caribbean sunshine. Make it a Christmas gift this year.
Early bird pricing begins at only $449 plus taxes and fees per person. This incredibly low price includes accommodations and meals. To participate, go to www.equip.org.
Join us this year for the trip of a lifetime.
Early bird pricing ends Monday, November 30th. That's equip.org.